A group representing teachers in a part of our area voices concern ahead of the new school year. I'm Matt Small.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's top news. Live, local, and constantly updated. 24-7, 365. On the radio, on your smart speaker, the WTOP app, and WTOP.com.
Many COVID health and safety measures have been taken at Fairfax County Public Schools ahead of the first day of classes. However, a group representing teachers says they don't go far enough.
A vaccine mandate. That's what the Fairfax County Federation of Teachers wants implemented for all county school staffers who can do so. But even if the D.C. area's largest school system were to add it to measures already taken, such as masks for students and staff inside school buildings, regardless of vaccination status, it wouldn't come soon enough for the first day of classes on Monday. Public schools in Arlington, Montgomery, and Prince George's County, along with D.C., have already implemented vaccine requirements for teachers. Matt Small, WTOP News.
Public schools in Arlington, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties, along with D.C., have already implemented vaccine requirements for their teachers. A group representing Fairfax County teachers wants the same.
The Fairfax County Federation of Teachers wants a vaccine mandate imposed for all eligible county school staffers. But even if county school officials signed off on it, it wouldn't come in time for the first day of classes on Monday. Masks for students and staff inside school buildings, regardless of vaccination status, is one of the moves Fairfax County Public Schools has already taken. But as the number of COVID-19 cases across our region rises, the Fairfax County Federation of Teachers says the school system's moves don't go far enough. Matt Small, WTOP News.